back in 2005, former Secretary Rice announced her intention to try to reorganize the State Department's three bureaus, Arms Control, Nonproliferation, and Verification. And the Secretary at that time stated that these bureaus' traditional Cold War focus on negotiating arms control agreements with the Soviet Union didn't really reflect today's world. You know, a post-9/11 world where the United States faced terrorist organizations that were intent on acquiring weapons of mass destruction. In addition to that, at the same time, the department's inspector general found that these bureaus had unclear lines of authority, they were top-heavy, they had uneven workloads. So she undertook a reorganization of these three bureaus.
And but you're finding it didn't come out so well. What is it that went wrong? Was it an administrative problem or a mission problem?
Well, it was twofold. First, when we looked at the goals that the department was trying to achieve, we found that it really did not achieve all of its objectives because it didn't really clearly define them in advance or establish any sort of measurements to assess whether or not they were effective. Let me just give you some examples. You know, on the one hand, the State Department did create some new offices that were more reflective of the post-9/11 world, and it did reduce the number of offices from about 30 to 26. But we really couldn't determine if it had reduced its top-heavy management that it claimed these offices have, and the number of senior staff that were actually in these offices increased rather than decreased. It went from 91 to 100. And as a result of that, we found subsequent studies right after the reorganization in which there were still reports of overlap persisted, and the department never really defined clearly the roles and responsibilities of these new bureaus in its Foreign Affairs Manual. And this was a problem that's been consistent since back in 1998 when it undertook a prior reorganization.
So let me see if I can put this in a little bit of context. In other words, we had just negotiated a new arms control reduction treaty with the Soviet Union, I think back in 2003, if I have it correct.
Right.
And then looking at the post-9/11 world, the worry really was for nuclear capabilities of some sort, whether dirty bombs or real bombs, to get into the hands of terrorists that we didn't understand as well. She thought that Secretary Rice thought that reorganizing this whole area of the State Department would help focus on that. So my question is there any sense that we are worse off, better off, or the same with respect to controlling whether terrorists and similar types of organizations get their hands on these nuclear materials?
Well, I think the department did establish some new bureaus within what became its new International Security and Nonproliferation Bureau. It did establish a Bureau of Counterproliferation to try to focus on these non-state actors kinds of threats. But when we look at a reorganization, we look at it from the perspective of best or key practices. And did the department go through a series of good practices so that it could assure itself that it achieved its own goals? And when we apply our best practices, and these include things as ensuring that top leadership drives the process, the employees are involved, you have clear goals that are measurable, and that you have a timeline, State Department came up short in most of these key practices.
We're talking with Joe Christoff, the Government Accountability Office's Director of the International Affairs and Trade Team. So let's look forward now. President Obama just came back from Russia, in which he is in a trip during which he promised to pursue new arms control with Russia. So we're back to that again. Do you feel that the State Department now is equipped to handle the requirements of that new round of negotiations, should they get underway?
Well, I think the prior reorganization does have some important implications for this current administration. I mean, this current administration clearly has a focus on treaties and negotiating a new strategic arms control agreement with Russia. When you look at the reorganization that occurred last year, you find that the number of State Department offices that are focused on furthering strategic arm limitations talks with the Russians was actually reduced. It previously had 3 offices and 22 personnel. It now has 1 office and 4 personnel. So if this administration's announced desire to believe in treaties and continue negotiating with the Russians, it will have to beef up those kinds of offices.
Yeah, I guess you sort of answered the question I had next, is if you were Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, what would you do now to take advantage, to not so much take advantage of, but be ready for the new realities?
Well, one thing that we hope that all federal agencies do is that when they began reorganization or mergers, which clearly are the prerogative of new administrations, that they try to follow best practices. And one of the key things that was lacking in the prior reorganization, that there really wasn't employee involvement from the beginning. oftentimes the employees have the knowledge and expertise that can bear on where are their gaps within the structures in the organization. That didn't exist within the prior reorganization that was undertaken by the previous administration.
So in other words, too much top-down and not enough with listening to people that may have been at State Department for 20 or 30 years.
Well, top-down is always important, obviously, because you want to have tone at the top. You want the top leadership to drive the reorganization, and clearly both Secretaries Powell and Rice approve the reorganization and establish a senior-level panel to management. The problem was that thereafter, it remained a top-down process, and it did involve the employees. It did involve the Human Resource Office within the State Department that actually developed an implementation plan, and it identified workload imbalances and staffing gaps that were not used by this senior panel.
So you should, once you set the tone, then, in other words, listen to those people that know how to get it done for you using best practices.
Use your expertise within your own department and listen to the employees that have the knowledge and expertise to help you with the goals that you want to achieve.